interpreted, or is he labeled problem, so that it appeared problem. So like this, how things come from the mind. So however, the cause of the sufferings, again, you see, there's no real cause of suffering from its own side, except what is merely imputed. So, therefore, cause of the suffering is empty. The sufferings, the problems, there's no such real one from its own side. There's no such a real concrete problem from its own side. It's an idea. The problem, suffering, it is an idea. It is a concept, an idea. You see, that was merely imputed by the mind. So again, suffering problem is completely empty. Similar, the true path, when we think of true path, looks like there's a real one from some side. Again, and that is also merely imputed. That is also merely imputed. So it's empty. So the cessation of the sufferings, the ultimate happiness. So when we talk about it, when we think about it, it looks like a real one from its own side. There is a real one in existing from its own side. However, in the reality, it is completely empty. Even that is completely empty. It is merely imputed by the mind. So maybe we do a little meditation on this. Just a few seconds. So, as I explained before, particularly on the reality of the I, particularly the nature of the I, what it is, that then, as I explained just before, how everything are empty. So practice awareness in this, that how everything are, what exists, is how all this have been merely imputed by the mind. So we practice awareness in this, looking at the reality. So I told you to the oral transmission of the essence of wisdom, this prayer. How important it is, the root of all the sufferings, all the problems. Why we have body and mind, these aggregates, which is the nature of suffering. You see, which experience suffering, rebirth, old age, sickness, death, and meeting the undesirable objects, separating from the desirable objects, so many problems. This is a container of all the problems. So this is what is called samsara, circling. So you see, if you press this body, even like this, immediately we feel pain. You see, if we are a little bit unskillful in sitting or laying down, immediately there's pain. So why this is the nature of suffering? So all the, you see, instant bliss is why this is the nature of suffering? Why this body is the nature of suffering? So why? Because this is because. Why this is a container of so many problems? This is body mind, you see. Instead only peace, happiness. However, why? Because this came from the impure cause. you see, karma, action, which is once thought, you see, motivated by the ignorance. Ignorance, not knowing the nature of the I. Nature of the I aggregates, you see, ignorance not knowing the ultimate nature of the I and aggregates. So therefore, you see, the ignorance is the root of all the sufferings, the whole entire problem. So therefore, the way to escape from the whole entire suffering of the samsara, whole entire problem, how to end the continuation of all the, you see, the life problems. So that depends on eliminating the cause, the ignorance, not knowing the nature of the, you see, ultimate nature of the mind, as a, the nature of the I and aggregates. So, you see, then how we can eliminate this ignorance is, you see, by realizing the ultimate nature of the I, that which we just spoke, which we just meditated. You see, listening teachings on the emptiness, reflecting, meditating on that, actualizing the emptiness, the shunyata, the ultimate nature of the I, the aggregate, and by developing this wisdom, then one can eliminate the ignorance. Gradually, the mental stains, the obscurations. So in this way, then one is able to cease all the sufferings, all the entire problem. So that's how one achieve. That's how we have freedom, is to achieve and the ultimate happiness, the liberation that which never, changes into suffering. That which never degenerates. Once it is achieved, or is experienced, everlasting. because the cause of all the sufferings are completely eliminated. So therefore, there's no reason to experience suffering again. So by actualizing the wisdom, realizing ultimate nature of the I, you see, I guess, then we achieve ultimately, you see, happiness, the everlasting, the liberation. So therefore, to my preparation for this, so I thought to do the oral transmission of this as the wisdom. So by leaving the imprint on our mind, you see, either this life or next life, sooner or later, by having planted the seed, the imprint on the mind, you see, then we are able to, understand meaning of these teachings, and you see, able to actualize the path, able to actualize the meaning. First of all, able to understand the meaning of scripture, and second, we are able to actualize the path, or the meaning, what it shows. So through, then gradually like this, but by developing, then we are able to achieve, able to reach to the end of, you see, end of the whole suffering of samsara, able to achieve the ultimate liberation. So this meditation on the essence of wisdom, however, as we just went through, you see, the essence, how the I and the aggregates, so forth, how they're empty. So this become very important meditation. So in the past, by Buddha, you see, Shakyamuni Buddha gave teachings, 500 swans, gave teaching, And the final swan, you see, the next life, they were born as human being, and see, they become arhat. And so there are many stories like this. So even by hearing the teaching, you know, leaving the imprint has a great benefit, you see. So, so there are many stories like this. So their next life, you see, they become arhat. They exercise the path, what Buddha taught, and they become arhat. So their ministers. So I thought to do the oral transmission of the essence of wisdom. So before taking the oral transmission, think that the motivation, you know, to take the oral transmission. Think the life, my life is not for myself. My life is my life. While I have this human body, is not for my own happiness. It's to obtain happiness for all sentient beings. To pacify sufferings, problems of all other sentient beings. That's the reason why I have this human body. This is the purpose of my survival. Why I survive? You see, each day. Why I spend so much money, you see, to live the life? You see, food, clothing, house. Why I spend so much money? You see, why I work, you see, so much. However, it's to take care of this life. the reason, you see, the main reason is not for my own happiness. The main reason is, you see, me to serve other sentient beings, to obtain happiness for all sentient beings, to pacify their sufferings. This is the purpose of my life. Yeah. So even now, listening, motivation, you see, listening, even the purpose of listening to this teaching, taking the oral transmission, to free every sentient being from all the sufferings and causes and lead to enlightenment, the peerless happiness, the full enlightenment. To do that by myself alone. You see, fully enlightenment means a state of the, you see, the mental state, which has ceased all the obscurations, all the stains, and which is perfect in all the qualities. So that is the, you know, full enlightenment. So the peerless happiness, to lead all the sentient beings on this perfect state by myself alone. To do that, I must achieve the full enlightenment. You see, myself, you see, my mind, my mental continuum has to be seized from all the mistakes, all the obscurations, and perfected in all the qualities. You see, should have perfect, you know, the wisdom, the omniscient mind, and perfect power to guide other sentient beings, and the infinite compassion for all sentient beings. So to be able to achieve this, to be able to achieve this full enlightenment, in other words, Dharmakaya Rupakaya, holy body of form, and the complete pure, you see, the holy mind. So to achieve Dharmakaya Rupakaya, and then that depends on completing the path in the method of wisdom. So method is Bodhicitta, so forth, and you see, wisdom realize emptiness. So to practice, you see, together, you know, cooperatively, you see, to practice a method possessed by wisdom, or practice, to develop the wisdom possessed by the method. So, however, wisdom realized emptiness is one that which purifies, separates our mental continuum from the mistakes, from the obscurations, you know. Which separates our mental continuum from the obscuration is the wisdom realized emptiness. So therefore, I'm going to take the oral transmission of the essence of wisdom. So we just concentrate on the sound, on the without wandering mind. No, This oral transmission I have received from one day High Lama, called his name, Song Rinpoche, and also other lamas. Also received commentaries on this from one very famous qualified, highly realized Geshe, Drepung Geshe Nyima. So if you want to meditate on emptiness, those who don't know much, especially those who are first time, those who don't know much about the teachings of emptiness, the ultimate nature. So this is the the direct it's like the atomic bomb, you see, the direct, you see, method eliminate the root of whole entire suffering, the ignorance. No matter how much we have other realizations, bodhicitta and any other realization, tantra, anything, without the wisdom realizing emptiness, there's no way one can eliminate directly the ignorance, the root of the whole entire, you see, the problems or some sort of suffering. So therefore, it's very, even to meditate for a few seconds on the ultimate nature, is very precious, it's very important, extremely meaningful. Even, you see, a few seconds, just to, touch this point, you see, the reality of things, you know, to concentrate, you see, it becomes a great purification, purifying obstacles, life obstacles, you see. If you have life danger, life obstacles, this purifies, this becomes a great puja. You know, it helps for success of business, success of, this is the greatest, this is the, how to say, ultimate method for healing in a disease. So this, you see, everything. So I think, stop here. So, please dedicate the merit. No, like I said, yes, I think you are the number one, going to combine the cabarages, or Losang Tawai, Tembenin Borin, those Saji, Saji, and Bidizim, and Dota, and the energy in the Jamba, the Yes, and Yes, and the Middle of the world, and the Shanla Java. So please dedicate the merit that three time merit secondly by oneself and by others. May the bodhicitta, source of enlightenment and the wisdom realize emptiness, to be generated through Dhamma's mind, in the mind of all others, those who have to be developed. And to achieve the peerless happiness, the full enlightenment, and lead everyone to the state as quick as possible by oneself alone. So, here the Geshe-las come quite often to give teaching here. So, they are very qualified, extremely qualified teacher, in the East, for Tibetans. So, therefore, your people extremely highly fortunate to be able to hear teachings from qualified masters, again and again. So, if you continue to hear teachings and study and meditate, which means the experience. You see, by studying, you develop wisdom. So with that, you meditate. You try to get experience of the path. I think it is extremely important thing even the, no matter how much, even our lives so busy with so many engagements or so many, you see, family, to take care of family and so forth, many things. But you see, now, if we create, good karma, merit, virtue, you see, positive action, then you see, if we have any positive action, if we have created, then we experience oneself, which experience the result of happiness. If one has created, it's a non-virtuous action, it's an unwholesome action out of wrong conception, negative thoughts, then you see the result, which is a problem, sufferings, this life and the life after this, and one, you see, one has to experience. You see, one create, you create the cause, non-virtue, and other people, other members of the family, they experience for you the result of the negative karma what one has created, what one has created either for oneself, for others, for others. However, they won't share. They won't. There's no such thing. They experience the suffering results. The cause which one has created. You see, or they create the cause of happiness, and you experience happiness. There's no such thing. So, you see, whatever the good karma or the unwholesome action that whatever one has done, you see, one experiences the result of happiness or the problem. So therefore, oneself has to become protector to oneself. Oneself has to become guide, to oneself. To guide yourself to your, to the happiness, temporary or ultimate happiness, especially ultimate happiness, yourself should become the guide, to go there, and to take yourself there. However, no matter how much life is busy, many other things, with many other things, however, happiness comes from only from the virtue, positive action, then positive mind, out of positive mind. And you see, the problems comes from, the suffering comes from, the non-virtue, then out of the impure motivation, attitude. So you see, no matter how much without Dharma practice, no matter how much you're smart, no matter how much you're smart in business, no matter how much you're smart in anything, you see, no matter how much education you have, highest degree you have, doesn't matter any other thing, how much you have, you see, one has, without depending on Dharma practice, there's no way to experience success. There's no way to experience happiness. You see, create the cause of the happiness. You see, what the success, this life or success, the happiness, the life after this. However, after enlightenment, and the need comes, cause of obstacles, the problems, one purify what one has already created, one purify, and then one try to abandon as much as possible the cause of the sufferings. So that is keeping the mind in positive, pure attitude as much as possible. One put all the effort into this. However, you see, try to keep the mind as much as possible, rather thinking only self, you know, you see, only cherishing self, then you know, cherishing other sentient beings, taught to benefit other sentient beings, rather thinking only to benefit oneself, you see, to benefit other sentient beings. Rather, you see, only taught to work for self, you see, then having a thought, you see, work for others. Even, you see, even from morning until night, even the whole 24 hours, even that is not, even the attitude in all 24 hours, even that is not completely all for others, but at least, you see, from the 24 hours, the one day life, at least, you see, most, you know, even not all, even all attitude did not become, you see, attitude to work for others, to benefit others, you know. But you see, most, at least half, is tied to, you see, keep the attitude, you see, a positive attitude, the thought to benefit others and things. So having the attitude of the life, you see, to do the works, to do the work of the life for others. Whatever one do work, you see, but having the attitude, I'm doing for others' happiness, to pacify others' problems, to obtain happiness for others. So however, you see, as much as possible, so that when one live the life, when we want to do the work, do the job, with a thought to benefit other sentient beings, you see, to obtain happiness for others, when it is directed with the work, you see, for others, then it becomes Dharma. All the actions become Dharma. It's a virtue, cause of happiness, unmistakable cause of happiness, best cause of the happiness. So like this. So to develop, you see, to develop the mind in a complete path, you know, that depends on listening teachings, reflecting, meditation, and practice. So therefore, my comment is that, so that you are extremely fortunate, those who live around here and come here for meditation, for teachings. You see, from perfectly qualified, you see, masters. So that you're highly, extremely fortunate, because the desirable development of the mind. Our development of the mind. Correct. You see. Development of the mind. That depends on correct understanding. Depends on correct practice. Depends on correct understanding. The correct practice depends on correct understanding. That depends on correct, you see, teaching. You know, correct explanation. So you see now, if we meet wrong teaching, wrong explanation, you see. And then you see, our lives get wasted. Our life get wasted, and then mind get filled with the wrong conceptions. You see, more than what we have, and then that cheats many other lives. Besides cheating this life, the one cheats, you see, because of what we do in this life, then that become, you see, preparation cause for to lose many other future lives. You see, to go in the wrong path, or say, however, continuously, you see, one get caught in samsara, and they, you see, experience the sufferings, so on and on. So cannot benefit other sentient beings. So therefore, my comment is that so therefore should realize how we are fortunate and should take the opportunity. So I stop.